We're going to bring our first speaker, Councillor Lewis Dagnall, to speak. Give him a great welcome, please.
Well, thank you, Paul, and thank you to everybody who's come out today in the rain to support the leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn. A year ago when we started campaigning for Jeremy in last year's leadership election, I thought the Labour Party was at its best, to be honest, because following the last general election, there was a knee-jerk lurch to the right. There was an idea that to win the next election, Labour had to soften its opposition to austerity. It had to do things like support the Tories on child tax credits. But Jeremy's success in winning the leadership election and the opposition to government he's shown since has shown the people of Britain that there is a clear alternative to what is happening under the Tories. And that is more important than ever, because the economic system that the Tories are so proud of is failing. The growth has not happened, the economy is in stagnation, and all the things that they have done, deindustrialising Britain, not investing in the future economy that we need, not seriously addressing climate change, that can never be addressed if we surrender on austerity. It can only be addressed by Jeremy leading a clear alternative, as Paul says, towards investment. And it's not been the disaster that was predicted having Jeremy Corbyn as the leader of the Labour Party. We've won elections since. We've won significant U-turns from the government on several policies. For me, as a councillor re-elected in May, it would be spectacular bad faith to turn around to my voters who voted for me knowing full well that the leader of the Labour Party was Jeremy Corbyn if I were now to turn around and say we've got rid of him. So I'm very proud to stand behind Jeremy Corbyn with the support of my local Labour Party in Bleeders Valley. And because we really need that difference, that clear alternative, and we need to fight and campaign to convince people to change their minds and support it. And I think, as Paul says, the most important thing, for if you support Jeremy Corbyn and his ideas, is to go and get involved in your local Labour Party, to get involved in your local community, to do the sort of social campaigning, the raising donations for food banks, volunteering in the other services that people need in this time of austerity. That's how we show people in this city that we are really committed to them and that we mean to make a difference, as well as campaigning to elect a Labour government. That is what we need to really turn the corner for this country. And in the aftermath of the Brexit vote, in the wrong hands, which are the hands of the Tories, that will be used to really accelerate the things that have gone wrong in our society. It will mean that industry is stripped out, particularly of this city, even more so. It means that there won't be investment in the parts of the country that need it. It means there won't be clear environmental policy that favour decisive action on climate change. They'll use this opportunity to make this country worse. And so we need to campaign more than ever about what we believe in. Because when the people of this country, people who were in areas that have been left behind by the economic model of the past 30 years, voted for Brexit and said they wanted to take control, they did not mean they wanted the Tories to take control. And we need to boldly articulate what we would do to help people take control of our economy and make sure it delivers for working people. So thank you very much for coming.